Yeah, still staring in. Come set. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. And to the New York Mets, California, here we come. They have defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. They take the National League Division Series in four games for the first time ever in their 16th year at Citi Field. The Mets are celebrating a series win.
Hey, Julian McWilliams, do you know who I would like to have on the podcast right now?
Nobody other than me.
Nobody other than you. And by the way, great call by Howie Rose. It's Mets clearing, clinching. They're punching their ticket. Good call, good game. We're going to get to all of that. I felt like this was a great time for someone who uses his peepers to see the great game of baseball in a clear way and an opinionated way and in a way that's actually going to allow us to look at the slate of games, four games, and say, 100%. This is what's what. This is the reality of what we have now in the postseason, now that we have the Mets in, now that we have other teams on the verge of being in, all of it. Julian McWilliams of the Boston Globe. All right, Julian, you saw four games, or at least you saw some of them. All of them. As you love the great game of baseball. Go ahead, man. Go. Let it fly. What do you got?
Well, I'll say this. The National League games pale in comparison to the American League games. And just from, or maybe I'm just talking about the Yankees here. Because Detroit is an awesome story. Cleveland hasn't hit that well, but you sort of expect that series to be, you know, sort of what it is. People came in thinking it would probably be like a pitcher series. The Yankees have an identity problem.
Yeah.
And that identity problem is Judge.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's Judge.
All right.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because teams take on the identity of their best players. And I think Judge has a unique talent to where he can have as many holes in his swing and he's able to somehow produce runs in a regular season. However, in the postseason, it becomes that stuff is sort of minimalized and you're seeing just nothing but high leverage guys at all times. So it makes it a lot more difficult. I think players go to that team and be like, maybe they don't think they could be Judge, but when they talk about the identity of putting the ball in play or moving a runner over, that's not necessarily what you ask Judge to do. So subconsciously, I think players take on that identity of, okay, he might be telling us in a hitter's meetings, hey guys, it's about getting the next guy up, it's about moving the guy over. But if that's not within his game necessarily, or you don't depend on him just to put the ball in play, I think that in large part becomes a part of the team's identity. And also to say that it's the Yankees' identity as well. So as much as they tried to patch up, and I know they won tonight, whatever, but as much as they try to patch up the getting Verdugo, who's a bat-the-ball guy, obviously a Soto who's played in this position, he's a great hitter. You still have an identity issue where people in the minor leagues chasing the exit velocity. Yeah. So when you have somebody like Anthony Volpe come up there and say, hey, run on second, less than two outs, what are you going to do? His natural inclinations go back to what A, the leader of the team does, and then B, what he's been taught throughout the entire system. So this is why I think it's probably going five in that series, because I think the bottom line is, There are ways that you can attack these team's best players and that player being Judge and get away with it in the postseason because you have more time to game plan, more time to do whatever you want to do. And then the Philly series, I don't – the Mets are just hot. I think that's what it comes down to. It almost seemed like it was just it was just premeditated for Lindor to hit that homer the way he did. And I think they're on a roll. Look, I know San Diego lost tonight, but they're still my favorite to pick that series. But in all, I think it's been a very, very good playoff, particularly with the exception of the Yankee series, and all around.
All right, so there's some stuff to pick through. I'll start with the
Sorry.
Yankees.
Sorry, sorry.
Why? Right, don't be
Because I
sorry.
just went too long on the Yankees, and I
No,
just
you
think
didn't.
it's
No, you
boring.
didn't.
It's
I
boring.
said
Even my
it.
friends that are Yankee fans, they're saying, hey, this is boring. I'm having much more fun
Well, I mean,
watching the Mets play.
let's be honest, Julian. Like, they pulled one out of their buttocks today because Stanton hit a random home run.
Right.
Like, does anyone feel good? I know he had a few hits tonight or on Thursday, but or Wednesday, whatever it is. So, but you don't feel good about Stanton being in a big spot. He's not that guy anymore. And you're right about the best teams in the playoffs are the teams that put the ball in the play in play. This is one of the things that is counterintuitive to the way the baseball is. Baseball saying hit the ball in the air and all year long, but the best teams in the postseason are the ones that put the ball in play. So anyway, with the Yankees, they might beat the Royals. The American League stinks. Like, the
It
American
does.
League stinks. And it stinks in a way that they're fine. I want to see the Royals advance. I like the story of the Guardians and the Tigers. Okay, even though it's what do you have one starting pitcher and then I
Right.
don't know how they're doing this.
They sold at the deadline.
Well, they sold. I mean, it is amazing. Like, you see that fan. Like, I don't want to hear. And I think you're on the same page with me that I don't ever want to hear Fangraphs on us again, ever,
No.
ever.
No. I
On
mean,
August 11th, they were 0% of winning the World Series. They were, what, less than 1% of making the playoffs.
yeah, and you keep in mind they went into that series with the Red Sox, I believe, like 2.5 games behind or a game and a half, somewhere along those lines. They were behind the Red Sox. Then all of a sudden they win that series and go on that run.
So anyway, the American League stinks. And if you have to say, and so I've been thinking a lot about this over the last hour because that's when I've had a time to reflect on the day of baseball. And I say, well, okay, what team do I think is going to win the World Series off of what we've seen so far? And I'm going to ask you this question. But I kind of had gone into it thinking, whatever, Padres, Dodgers. I know the Dodgers are flawed. I know that they don't have the starting pitching. I mean, what they did in this game was incredible. Honestly, it was incredible. Right? I
yeah.
mean, but you and I think the same
It's
way. I'm like,
the antithesis to the eye
yeah,
test.
right. Yeah, exactly. And I always said this,
It's
and I
not a
think
good night for
you
the
were
eye
probably
test
you were,
brand.
I don't know if you were covering that A's team that played the Yankees in the playoffs a few
Yep.
years ago
In
that ran,
2020, 2018.
yeah, that ran out a bunch of openers.
Yep.
And I even then I'm, and against that Yankees team, I said, this isn't going to work, and here's the reason why. Because you can have good relief pitchers, but all it takes is one guy to have a bad day against a good lineup. And what happened that day? That's exactly what happened.
Liam Hendricks gave up the Judge home run and it was over from
That was
there.
it. That
That
was
was
it.
it. It was over.
So what
And
the
that was in
what
the first inning. Everything just imploded.
yeah, so
And that's what I was expecting from this Dodger game. I'm like, even when they went at 5-0, I was like, okay, like just hang with them, hang with them, hang
all it
with them.
takes is
Because
one. All it takes is one. So I was still saying, okay, San Diego Dodgers, and I was kind of like, I was trying to convince myself of that, but I can't get by past the Mets. I think that I can't. Like, the thing
yeah.
is that the American League, the Yankees are probably going to the World Series. I mean, I just they probably are. But what the difference, Julian, and you'll love this. For me, this is a reason why I can't get past the Mets. This is why I think the Mets are actually going to win. Because they are the one team who has starting pitching that you're like, they can send out a representative four guys to be starting pitch. You don't even Arizona last year, Mike Hazen said this, is like, we had to do an opener in game four.
That's so crazy.
Right?
That's so
So
wild.
think about. Now you think about the teams that are left, who we're talking about. The Mets, like they say, the gritty gutty Mets, and they're overachieving, and they're a team. No, you know what? they've had the best pitching for 2 months now. For 2 months. Yeah. And yes, the bullpen still worries me. Yes, you know, they, especially when it comes to lefty relievers getting out, like those big lefty hitters if they had to face the Dodgers or something like that. But still, I come back to it. Like, these teams are scrambling to find starting pitchers, and the Mets haven't been that way for 2 months.
And if you look at it, all their guys are figuring out a way to get into like five, six, seven innings, right?
All
like
of
it's
them.
Not like it's not like this thing where we're looking like, say, and you know, A-Rod said it last night, A-Rod of all people, but like the Dodgers are a team that hasn't had a starter go past the sixth inning, and the last person to do that was Max Scherzer in 2021, you know, during this, I guess, during this whatever stretch they've been on, where they've been great. And this is a team that we're talking about starting pitching has put an opener in, you know, again in game four, which, yeah. I mean, excuse me, game four, which is season on the line. You started Ryan Brazier.
Right.
Old friend Ryan Brazier. Much respect to Ryan Brazier. But you're starting Ryan Brazier. And on a team that's hung probably close to 20 runs in your head in the last two games.
Yeah.
Like, what does that say about the sport itself? So to be able to see the Mets do this, and look, I covered Sean Manaea, and holy crow. The no-hitter, fine. But when you want to talk about a guy that crumbled mentally and admitted he crumbled mentally, like, yeah, I just...
But he didn't, though. I mean, he had.
I just wasn't, like, when he was with the A's, I'm saying.
No,
like,
I know,
just
but,
like,
I mean, I don't, you tell me. I mean
it saw just, him, is he it look, just,
what this, changed?
I mean, well, first, they've been talking about the Chris Sale thing, where he moved to the other side of the mound and started throwing crossbody like Chris Sale, because he saw Chris Sale do a start this year against them, and it sort of changed his trajectory. But, like, mentally, he's just a more confident guy. I remember in Oakland, like, even, like, seeing him, like, with the beard and, like, shaped up, I'm like, Sean? Like, he was just, like a ratty kind of guy from, like, you know, Samoan kid. Like, it wasn't just, like, who was just, like, sort of aloof to things, like Jamai, you know? Like,
we'll have to cut that.
But to be able to see him do this on the stage now, when he would admit, like, yeah, I just mentally folded, and you're just like, oh,
but when he pitches, but when he pitches now,
no, like, it's completely different guy.
And he's, by the way, he's also throwing a lot harder than he did then.
He is, and I think drive line and all that stuff he went to, whatever. But I mean, it's just a completely different pitcher, just confident wise. I'm just like, look at that. I'm like, whoa, like, I didn't expect this. Like, I knew he was good, but just to see him be able to do this is, like, pretty special. And they're just the vibe team. Like, how the Philly was, like, the ratty team that took on the FU sort of Philly mentality of Bryce Harper, Castellanos. I think the Mets are like, oh, they're just like this, like, ooh, like, team. And it just, it works for them. And they have a bunch of veterans that have been able to do that. Iglesias.
Yeah,
it goes on and on.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes the vibes will only carry you so far, but I do. You can't ignore what they've done pitching wise. Again, the bullpen is, you better get a better version of Diaz. Like, you're not winning if you don't get a better version of Diaz. That's just a fact. I mean, you're running out Ryan Stanek and some.
I mean,
starters.
They had him getting hot ready. They had him getting hot so quick. It was like,
Well, you should have. I mean, the guy. I mean. Edwin Diaz.
And a 4-1 game, which is like, what does that tell you there?
Nah, they're thin in the bullpen, but still, like, you know who else was thin in the bullpen? The Texas Rangers last year.
Weren't the Red Sox thin in the bullpen in 2018? Kinda, sorta.
Yeah, like, well, because Kimbrel sort of, like, he started melting down and not being the good Craig Kimbrel, and then as Chris Sale closed out the game, the last game. I mean, they were really saved. They weren't really thin in the bullpen because they had Barnes was pitching well, Brazier was pitching well, Joe Kelly went on a run. Like, so, yeah, they were okay. But there's the Rangers last year. The Rangers, remember, you have Sports who was closing out games. Leclerc was supposed to be their closer, and he really wasn't. So you can piece it together. If you have the manager, and I do think Mendoza is a really good manager, is that you can piece this together. So I just like the vibes. I like the starting pitching. I think they have enough offense.
I
will
think they
say,
would be, they
what?
might be better off playing the Dodgers versus the Padres.
Yeah, but here's the only problem with that. And I'll let you say why in a second. The only problem with that is that not only is the bullpen thin, they are really thin when it comes to getting lefties out, like left-handed hitters. And so, if Freeman plays, Ohtani, so I don't know. Anyway, why do you think?
I just think I mean, just the Dodgers to pull off that win today. Just look what they had to go to, right? And yes, I know they have the off day tomorrow, but who's to say they're not to do that in the next series or the next game or whatever have you? And as I think those innings log up, I just don't think you have the sort of depth that you need to be able to get through a game. And I think those teams will be able to take advantage of it, particularly the Mets. They've been able to take advantage of teams and starters like Aaron Nola that I didn't like. He's been nails for the Reds from excuse me for the Phillies this year, like it's Wheeler, and it just seems like they're able to go on these runs, and the Dodgers have not been able to prove to me in a sense is when that run starts, can they stop it? They have not been able to stop it, and I think that's always what you read what I've read from the Dodger beat writers, in terms of just their like how they perceive the team to be is like, oh, the big inning's happening now for the Dodgers where they give their typical 5 runs in an inning and everything implodes. I don't know if they have a way to stop the bleeding in the Mets. They draw blood.
Yeah. And also, this talk about managers being on heaters, right? I do think Mendoza's on a little bit of a heater here. And I don't know if, Dave Roberts may have saved his job, like honestly, by getting to a fifth game, maybe. But if you're looking at all the managers right now, Mendoza's absolutely on, get that, you mentioned 2018. Cora was on an unbelievable. I've never seen a manager on a heater like he was. I mean, Brock Holt was hitting for the cycle and then benched the next day. And then Ian Kinsler would come up with a big hit, sitting Rafael Devers for Eduardo Nunez, vice versa. So that's a big part of it too. And who knows? We are discounting the Guardians and the Tigers, but I don't know. Maybe Hinch is on this heater. Like maybe this is one of the things that we are discounting. I don't know. Like it's.
I think you're also dealing with teams that don't have anything to lose because nobody necessarily expected any of those teams to be there. So it's a different situation when you're the Dodgers and it's like, okay, you got injuries to Freddie Freeman, Shohei's not pitching, Walker Buehler had his second, UCL surgery. He's just coming off back off that. All these injuries to players, and it's like, oh, you didn't win. By the way, Dave Roberts, you didn't win even though you didn't have, half of your roster that you were supposed to have. And the pitcher who we signed to, whatever we signed him when he had Tommy John surgery, he can only, DH for us. Your job is gone. Like, it's a different level of freedom that I think that is transferable to players. It's like, hey, don't let the Tigers get hot. Like, could you imagine Dave Roberts going in the Dodgers, clubhouse saying, somebody let the Dodgers get hot? No, it's not happening.
Can
So,
I, go ahead.
no, go ahead. I'm done.
No. But so that reminds me, this conversation about the division winners and the best teams are getting knocked out early once again. The playoff format's all flawed. This is how I look at that. Maybe that's the case. Maybe it is. I just look at it this way. You know who's successful in the postseason? The teams that are playing the best. Like the Phillies got knocked out. They hadn't hit for weeks, right? The Dodgers could get knocked out. We knew that they didn't have starting pitching. The Royals, if they get knocked out, they were scuffling at the end. So, and the Mets, they were what? This is another reason why I like the Mets too. You cannot discount what they did. Go for 2 weeks on the road. And I'm going to go before that. Anyone looks at the Mets schedule in August, it was insanely difficult. They had two West Coast trips in August
And the Red Sox.
and the Red Sox. I mean, and they had to face the mighty Red Sox. So anyway, Just be the hot team, man. Just be the hot team.
Yeah. No, I look. I mean, I think it's been a great sort of DS series in the National League. The American League has left a lot to be desired. But like you said, like the Mets came in riding high, confident. This is their first time playing a Citi Field in like 14, 15 days.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine the excitement around that crowd? Like, they couldn't congratulate you after like the last three series. Like, there was no like showering of love of Met fans. I grew up in New York. Met fans are crazy. My friend asked me, he was like, you know, what's the difference between Met fans and and Yankee fans? I'm like, Met fans are a little ratchet. Like they're like they are like through and through, like similar to like, you know, the Philly fans. The
Phillies, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, and in Philly, I, you know, that great state. Oh my gosh, what you tweeted, spot on about
it's true.
Pitch.
It's true.
I mean, it's amazing. I feel it through the TV. Yeah,
Julian, I walked. So I try to make a point of walking through the crowd. And I honestly, and people are going to be like, oh, no, look, the Boston's like that. And the Yankees are like that. They're not. I'm telling you, they're not. There were three rows deep of standing room. And I was watching these people. And I was watching these kids and the parents and the like, whatever. And I'll tell you what will happen at Fenway Park. They're drinking their face off and they're doing the Club Fenway thing and they're paying attention and they're cheering once in a while, whatever. These people in Philadelphia were celebrating or agonizing over every single pitch.
They booed Castellanos for chasing a 1-0 slider in the dirt. Boot him. I've never heard that at any stadium. They booed the dude, and then in his post game, he was like, "Yeah, I was just trying not to chase another slider in the dirt."
Yeah.
I mean, like, forget the media. Who has a tougher media? Who has the toughest fans? I've never heard somebody get booed, maybe for the outcome of the entire at bat, but. Booed for swinging at it, like that could have been you chase a second slider, you should have been up 2-0.
Well, if you ever want to see in that game two in Philadelphia,
he said he was down 0-2.
Yeah, so you went from the whole game one, they're just euphoric, and then that whole I'll take that back. So, no, you're not game one, but anyway, you basically flipped the script on a dime in Philadelphia, where they show up for the first four innings in game two and they're like, we're going to will our team to a victory. This is, we're going to enact ourselves on this game. It's going to be, and then what that is, there's no in between. There's no like silence. There's no, oh, well, woe is us. Mm-hmm. There's either euphoria and we're the best, or how dare you? We want to rip your eyeballs out, Nick Castellanos. I mean,
that's so crazy.
It is amazing. Like, you just, God bless the people in Kansas City. You know, when, you know, Stan hits a home run, it goes silent, and then they try to cheer a little bit, and they come back. No, these people are either serial killers or the nicest people in the world.
So Stan hits that home run in Philadelphia, that moment, what happens?
In Philadelphia?
Yeah.
For if against the
Phillies. Say Yankees hypothetically were playing the Phillies in a playoff game, World Series, whatever. Just, you know, even if they were in the same in same division, whatever. They're playing each other and Stan hits that home run.
Yeah, what pitcher gives it up?
Who's the starter in that game for when he hit it? Wheeler.
Okay, then they're booing the crap out of Wheeler.
Really?
I mean,
so how can players want to play in that?
Well, they don't sometimes. I mean, did you a couple of years ago, like Alec Boehm, you know, like the whole thing with him, right?
Yeah.
Where he gets in trouble because he I forget what he said, but he said
In
something.
New York, they don't boo you for something like that. Like a 2-run homer in the first inning, two clicks.
Yeah, well, but in that game, the Castellanos, it was
He lips something too.
he said he's like these, like these people or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and then he it goes on this epic run, and everyone thinks good. Listen, maybe I'm being a little extremist, but I'm not that far off. I've never seen anything like it. And these people, and this is a big thing too, when you have a crowd like that. That Philly crowd wants to have their imprint on that game. They want to basically run on the field, take the bat, and hit the ball. They want to do whatever they want to actually be a factor in these games.
Is that why they set the bullpen up there like
Oh,
that?
that's a whole nother
I
seed.
mean,
That's
I
a
saw, and I remember you said Ottavino, but like it was talking. I know I watched that,
yeah.
but like, is it really that crazy?
It's a shoebox. It's like if you pitched in a shoebox, that's what it would be like. As I said to him, I don't know how people function. You're literally like people are hanging over just screaming at you. I mean, and it could be like Joe Schmo bullpen catcher walking by and like, hey, fat ass or whatever, like, but it's incredible. And so, I look at like that. And then I remember going to the World Series last year in Texas, and it just felt like they just wanted to get the decibel reader reading up.
Yeah.
It wasn't about like we are going to will ourselves on this game, as we're going to be loud because we're supposed to be loud.
Right.
Milwaukee was, like the whole thing with the towels and like that's how it is. It is just, and I do think that if I had to take another team that is like that, I think the Mets fans are probably the closest.
Really?
I
So
mean,
the Red
I
Sox
think.
don't come close to it?
No, I think they do come close. I just think that.
I'm saying just in terms of atmosphere, like the overall like the sort of the consumption of the fan in
On
that
top,
moment,
yeah. I mean,
like.
you're right, though. The Yankees fans are like, though. I remember in 18, it was actually, this is the anniversary as we taped this. So it'd be the 6 year anniversary of that game. Nunez makes a play, Steve Pierce stretches. That inning, the Yankees were coming back, and I've never felt a crowd more on top of you like than that though. I mean, Craig Kimbrel had his arm out, and it was like there was a hose coming out of it. It wasn't hot, but he was sweating like crazy. And players would say after the fact, yeah, they were probably nervous. But I guess this is what I'm saying is the difference with Philly fans is that this is how it is from pitch one to inning two, inning three, inning four, inning five. I think a lot of these other places, they take breaks. There's no breaks.
Every day too.
There's no breaks.
We had Taijuan Walker on the
Yeah.
podcast talking about. He's like, on a Tuesday on a random May, like we have a sellout crowd, like on a for a day game.
Yeah.
Like that's,
But again,
I mean, that's crazy.
I've never seen pitch by pitch by pitch, but whatever. The Phillies are out. Too bad.
Yeah.
But I will say that. So this is another thing I want to ask. I've been also thinking about this. The important players, the players that teams can't do without. Okay. I got mine. I am so locked in on this about picking a player. This is maybe the most important player on a team. Like the play, they would not be able to function without this player.
Okay.
Okay. I'm locked in. You got somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
Witt, Bobby Witt.
Okay.
That's my one guy. I know that's probably boring, but let me give you a spicier one. Not gonna give you Judge, not gonna give you whatever. Oh, hold on, let me think. Tatis.
Okay.
Lindor.
Yeah, well,
That's the guy that, I mean, Lindor of all the people, I'd
yeah.
probably say Lindor is probably the
So
number.
that's a good one because when we did the podcast with John Gibbons the other day, he said this. He's like, You know how you beat us? You don't let Lindor get on, right? Yeah. And that was, like that seems simple. But now every time Lindor got on base, that was in my head. And you know what happened almost every time Lindor got on base? Something happened for them.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened. Like, I think that's my guy for, like, sort of the postseason. Like, even if you put his numbers up, just the counting stats, whatever, like, up to Trey Turner. And I asked a friend today, I said, who would you rather have, Trey Turner or Francisco Lindor? Like, and if you look at the stats, count stats, whatever, Trey Turner's pretty much up there, right? Like, in terms of all shortstops. Lindor, he slugs, you know, does what he does, but hits 273, 805 OPS, 830 OPS, never really gets like 860, 870, 890. Like, that's not necessarily his range. But if you see him play and see how he just commands the moment, commands the space as an alpha dog by being, but not being this sort of this nasty sort of rah-rah presence like Bryce Harper. It's just like this cool, smiley guy who's just going to pick you to pieces. And like, it's amazing to watch just his stoicism as he rounded the bases there. Like, that's what a leader is, Rob. We've talked a lot about leaders this year, and I don't want to get into all this, but that's what a leader is. It's this person that can just be like, shoom, and bring the moment into its perfect picture, its perfect being, and not making it about, yeah, I'm saying this to this person, F this person, F this. Like, no, we're here, we're up 4-1, we're going to win the series, and boom, I'll celebrate afterwards. But right now, I'm just right here. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying there's multiple ways to skin a cat. But what I'm saying is with that guy, it's just like this presence about him. And it is so fun to watch. And he's just, I mean, he's a joy to the game.
It is. And you're so right. And seeing this, you had mentioned when he hits the grand slam, the game in the series clincher, right? I mean, he just goes around the bases. But even after that crazy game, that first game in Philadelphia, first win for the Mets, you think that he would be like, you know, all jacked up. Like, he sat in his locker and he's like, man, I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. Yeah. But you know what? He wasn't tired enough not to show up to the workout, that workout that I wouldn't have gone to, the off day workout where they haven't been home in 2 weeks. And I know he probably had to get treatment or whatever, but still, he was there. Not only was he there, he was sitting at his locker. There was like five guys, all like relief pitchers who had to get treatment. But then he knew that if he showed up to his locker, the media was going to talk to him. So, I mean, that's all part of the deal. Like, it was all part of the deal. So,
yeah,
it is such, you would, and you look, I think you're on the same page as me. There's these iconic guys on each of these teams, but it's so awesome when you have a guy like this who represents every good thing that you want in an iconic player. Clutch, accountability, leadership, like all of this, like being able to field a baseball, all of this.
You can feel the baseball.
Look at him. Look at you.
Look at you.
You can feel the baseball. All right. I got a good one. Luke Weaver.
Ooh. For the Yankees.
Yeah, that's correct. He played for the Yankees.
That's good.
If the Yankees didn't have Luke Weaver, number one, they would be probably sitting at home right now because Kansas City would have already won the series. They're because since Clay Holmes took a turn for the worse, Luke Weaver has become like the guy that you're going to put in and you know that he's going to dominate at the end of the game. Right now, there's not a lot of those guys. Even the good ones, they're not pitching that well right now. I mean, Luke Weaver came out of nowhere to be a legit Yankees closer. If they didn't have him, they wouldn't have a chance. Wouldn't have a chance.
Rob, you've gone a little bit too
No, I'm dead on.
I know, but like it's a little too Harvard grad
Oh, jeez.
Look at me. I found the diamond
Okay.
in the rough.
All
Oh
right.
my gosh.
Okay. So, okay, let's go through the teams. Dodgers.
I don't know. I can't name a
You
guy.
got
It's
Freddie
all over the
Freeman and you
place.
won. What was the final? You won by a lot, right? So,
Let's see.
yeah, you won 8-0. You
Yeah.
got Freddie Freeman, you won 8-0. So, the Padres, your guy, Fernando Tatis, you take him out, you still have a bunch of other guys, right? You still have a good offense even without him. You know what?
Yeah, but you know what?
I will say
Then
another.
in
Here's
that case, he's.
one. Scooble.
Yes. That's probably the number one.
Yeah.
That's right. My friend who's from Ohio doesn't watch baseball. He thinks baseball actually is boring, so he doesn't watch it. But he's watching in the postseason. They go up 1-0, and I'm like, he's like, so, and then so now he's invested, right? It's the playoffs, and he's like, so okay, so who's pitching the first, second? Like, hey, you guys are winning that game. He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, yeah, long story. You guys aren't winning. Like, just prepare for. And then he's like. And he's calling me in the middle of the game. He's like, dude, I think I know why he like Scuba had probably hadn't given up a hit. And he's like, I think I know he's so effective. He throws it from his ear. And it sinks right down because he throws it from his ear. And I'm like, yeah, well, may perhaps, but like, okay, yeah. And he's just trying to come with these reasons, like, damn, this dude's striking out everybody.
What you got to do is you got to throw it from your ear.
That's what he said. Him and Quinn Priester.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So who do I so I pick the Mets. Who are you picking right now?
Listen, I'm still going Padres. I think I'm still going Padres because I think that the Dodgers just don't have that. I think at home it's going to be a lot more fit for the Padres because they want to play that villain role. And I think
Yeah.
the Dodgers want to put themselves in that situation where they want to do so well for their fans and bring it home for their fans. And the Padres just like, this is who we are.
Yeah.
Like, we're coming out here, we're going to have that same energy in game five, and I don't know if they can match their energy.
I mean, the Dodgers get really, really fortunate. I mean, it's something like I think that Evan Phillips had like a six pitch inning. I mean,
Yeah.
it's little things like that. They didn't have to use Trinan, that sort of stuff. So I don't know. I it's going to be a good game. It's going to
It
be good.
is. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And it, what's better than like that series going five games, right? Like I think Machado said, this is what people want to see. Yeah, we want to see a game. Like, we want to see a game five for sure.
Yes. Well, there you go. They want to see more of Julian McWilliams. Excellent job.
All right.
Ooh.